Welcome, virtuous viewers, and thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world.
Join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Supreme Master Television can be viewed via Astra 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. At present, for worldwide coverage, join us online at suprememastertv.com. Starting November 16, Supreme Master Television goes global via 9 more satellites in other continents. Please see our announcement throughout the broadcast for further details about this historic development.
In world news, the European Union and OLAC, or Vietnam, move to deepen their friendship and cooperation. In good governance news, the U.S. government helps pay winter heating bills. In green news, New Zealand aims to become the first carbon-neutral nation. In child welfare news, Ghana introduces a program to safeguard her precious children. In invention news, a new super tape is modeled after tree frogs' foot pads. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today, October 27th, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was born in Brazil in 1945. In 2002, he became President of Brazil. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has been a committed advocate for workers' rights, food programs, economic reform, and international diplomacy for developing nations. President da Silva has been awarded the Shining World Leadership Award by Supreme Master Qinghai in recognition of his outstanding efforts in implementing the Zero Hunger Program in Brazil. Thank you, President da Silva, for your compassionate and exemplary leadership of Brazil. We wish you a happy birthday full of God's blessings.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Formosa. All across Formosa or Taiwan, people are talking about The Dogs in My Life, a two-volume book set written by Supreme Master Qinghai. On October 25th, dignitaries and animal advocates gathered for a special book launch held in Taipei by the publishing company of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. In a candid discussion through a video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai thanked the attending guests for showing their support to the animals and shared her thoughts about the wondrous gift that animals bring to humankind.
The Dogs in My Life offers an inviting, rare look into the rich and wonderful world of the 10 dogs who express their inner feelings, especially their love for Supreme Master Qinghai. This is similar to Supreme Master Qinghai's book about her beloved birds, The Birds in My Life, that has remained at the top 10 of multiple bestseller lists in Formosa's or Taiwan's major bookstores ever since its first release. The excitement is naturally spreading to other countries in the world. Here's what readers are saying.
This is a wonderful book, The Dogs in My Life. It's so colorful, and you can see how we all interact with our animal friends and how important they are in our lives. And all the photographs show the dignity of the animal and how they can enrich our lives.
지금 키우고 있는 저희 강아지 세 마리, 빗돌이, 몽글이, 밍밍이에 대해서 더 이해하게 됐고요. 그리고 애들이 잠자기 전에 제가 이 책을 동화책처럼 애들한테 읽어줬는데 매우 편안히 잠들고 그리고 또 사랑을 느끼는 것 같았어요. 뭉돌이도 이 책을 읽어서 너무너무 행복해요.
제가 이 책을 보고서 가장 이제 감동을 받은 거는요. 어떻게 동물들이 이렇게 다양한 표정을 갖고 있을까 하는 거였거든요. 이렇게 표정을 보면은 이렇게 기쁘고 슬프고 행복하고 만족하고 이런 느낌들이 다 나타나 있어요.
예, this book shows you that the dogs just have characters just like people. And I never really realized that before until I first read it. And another amazing thing was many of these dogs were abandoned dogs who'd had tough lives at the beginning of their lives. And now they've been taken in, they're really good pets. It's kind of made me think maybe I could get a dog and from the shelter and it could be really a great pet. So this book is an eye-opener in a lot of ways for me.
If you adopt from a shelter, you're helping three animals. You're helping the one animal you've adopted, you're preventing that breeder from producing another animal, and you're freeing space in the shelter for another animal to be helped.
Apart from helping animals, I think it has also improved the spirit of our community, because since our group has been doing this, I mean, we started really talking with a lot of neighbors, we explained our cause, and I mean, people actually started agreeing with us, and so our work, it is very fulfilling because I must say there's a spirit of community which has been growing.
The dogs in my life and the birds in my life are changing the way people view our canine and feathered friends, and the impact is huge. Within days of its release in the United States, The Dogs in My Life ranked within the top 10 out of all pet books at the world's largest online bookstore, Amazon.com. As more and more readers are discovering this unique and enticingly readable book, they are appreciating anew the truly amazing role that dogs can have in our lives.
如果了解狗的话，哎，我们真的会了解别的事情。如果我们有一只狗，好好对待它，它会让我们心灵会有提醒出来，然后我们也会跟别的动物沟通呢。我们懂狗开始了，就会变更聪明的人，更有灵性的人，然后可以跟别的动物都会沟通了。爱心会发达出来，我们人啊，真的会变改啊，360度的啊，这个是我答应。
Currently, Supreme Master Ching Hai's books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life, are available at over 400 major bookstores in Formosa and online at www.smchbooks.com, as well as www.amazon.com. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for beautifully portraying the incredible love our animal friends have through her books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life. May we all come to fully appreciate the wonderful blessing of sharing love and respect with all Earth's living beings.
Lion News. Chadian government and opposition group signed peace agreement. On Thursday, leaders from Libya and Sudan were present when Chad's president and leaders of four Chadian opposition groups formalized their peace with a treaty. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi praised all parties, stating, "I hope that this agreement will be the last step towards peace." He also encouraged the group leaders to convert their organizations into political parties and participate actively in the government. "Congratulations, Chad, on this momentous occasion. We pray that this treaty will bring the Chadian people into a new and unprecedented era of peace, harmony, and prosperity for all. Heaven bless those who have helped bring this agreement to fruition."
Lion News. Philippine government and Muslim opposition group ready to resume peace talks. The Mora Islamic Liberation Front and the Philippine government issued a joint statement on Thursday affirming the resumption of the peace process. The statement says, "The peace process is firmly back on track towards the holding of the formal talks before the end of the year. The Philippines expressed hope that with a peace agreement, the Mindanao region may soon become a center of economic development. Congratulations to the government of the Philippines and the Moro Islamic Liberation Front on this significant progress towards a peaceful resolution. We pray for smooth and mutually satisfying agreements. May blessings from the Most High grace the people of Mindanao with peace, security, and prosperity.
Flying news. Angolan children to receive medical treatment in Germany. A trip for 46 Angolan children has been planned by the non-governmental organization Group of Aid to Children. Also supported by Kimbo Liembebwa and the German NGO Finanzdorf International, the 46 children will be provided with free medical treatment and hospital stays in Germany. So far, this medical aid has benefited 400 young Angolan children. Thank you and God bless Group of Aid to Children and all involved for your selfless service and dedication. May the children of Angola be blessed with good health and abundant happiness.
Flying news. Japan donates $2.3 million to Nigerian state of Yobe. The grant will supply water through the construction of 89 boreholes with hand pumps in villages across the state. The sinking of these new wells is an important step towards meeting Millennium Development Goals for water supply and sanitation. The wells will reduce poverty and disease by providing access to potable water for about 86,000 people over a five-year period. Thank you and heaven bless Japan for your loving care for the Nigerian people. May the grace of the Most High bless the people of Yobe with clean water and healthier, happier lives.
Flying news. An update on the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief efforts in Nicaragua. The distribution of flood relief aid reaches the most affected area in Nicaragua. Thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai's timely financial assistance for the acquisitions of essential supplies, a $20,000 contribution was used to purchase an equivalent of $290,000 worth of goods in the U.S. Supreme Master Television brings you this relief update from Nicaragua.
Desde Los Ángeles, California, para Supreme Master Television, tenemos a nuestro corresponsal en Nicaragua, quien está reportando acerca de las inundaciones que ocurrieron en el departamento de Chinandega.
Hola, soy Silvia Taylor reportando para Supreme Master Television desde Nicaragua. En cuanto la maestra escuchó de las inundaciones en Nicaragua, envió inmediatamente una contribución de $20,000 para los esfuerzos de ayuda que están llevando a cabo el equipo de ayuda para desastres de la Asociación Internacional Maestra Suprema Qinghai. Miembros de la Asociación de Costa Rica y los Estados Unidos viajaron a Nicaragua para ofrecer ayuda, para adquirir los suministros necesarios y ofrecer estos suministros a las comunidades que lo necesitan.
¿Qué clase de ayuda ha brindado el equipo de ayuda de la Asociación Internacional de la Maestra Suprema Qinghai a las personas afectadas?
Bueno, el equipo de ayuda para desastres ha estado visitando diferentes comunidades para ver cuáles son las mayores necesidades que ellos tienen, principalmente en lo que se refiere a alimentación. Se han estado comprando en diferentes distribuidoras arroz, azúcar, aceite, maíz, sal, leche, galletas, espaguetis, candelas, fósforos, sopas instantáneas, y se preparan paquetes familiares y se les entrega a las familias mano a mano. En este momento me encuentro aquí junto al alcalde Mariano Aguilera, que es del municipio de Villanueva. Señor alcalde, ¿podría usted comentarnos acerca de cuál es la situación actual en el municipio de Villanueva?
Los caminos, la infraestructura vial ha quedado destruida. La producción de granos básicos, el maíz, los frijoles, se ha perdido en 100%. Y esto, pues, la situación la pone más grave. La falta de agua en la zona donde los pozos se inundaron y se contaminaron.
¿Podría comentarnos cómo ha sido el trabajo de la alcaldía junto al equipo de ayuda?
Ha sido una experiencia única porque, pues, no hemos trabajado tan de la mano y y tan coordinado como lo he hecho con este equipo. Yo me encuentro contento, el equipo que está también con nosotros de la municipalidad, las comunidades en general, no se sienten satisfechas. Quiero agradecer a la Asociación Internacional Maestra Suprema Qinghai por esa colaboración tan valiosa para estas comunidades tan pobres y que han quedado en este, con este fenómeno semidestruida, podríamos decir, y ha sido valiosa. Que Dios la bendiga, que ella siga triunfando en su obra de caridad y en sus proyectos. Vamos, esperamos contar, seguir contando con su valiosa colaboración material y espiritual. Gracias por esta experiencia y por esta colaboración, por la solidaridad que tienen con este pueblo de Villanueva.
Nosotros le agradecemos bastante a la maestra Qinghai. Nosotros nos encontramos agradecidos, ¿verdad?, por este puño de líder que los ha traído a saber de que nosotros estamos en esta desgracia que los ha pasado.
Lo que yo quería decirle a la maestra Qinghai es que le agradecemos su gesto por acordarse de esta comunidad, y sabemos que esta pequeña donación que ella nos ha dado va a ser de gran ayuda para estas personas que hoy, en este momento, están recibiendo.
May God ensure a speedy and safe recovery for the flood-affected residents in Nicaragua. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
And Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from the Philippines. Recently, Supreme Master Qinghai sent a group of representatives to convey her unremitting love to the retired bishops and priests in Tegucigalpa, the Philippines. At this time, she presented her third contribution, making a total of $135,000 that she had donated to the Retired Home Project for the Clergy. The project is at its final stage. It will be opened in January 2008. Now, with a retirement home, aged bishops and priests can be well taken care of in a beautiful environment and with adequate medical care. One of the Reverend Fathers said, "It is a wonderful place before our departure for the next journey." All Reverend Fathers requested to send their love and regards to Supreme Master Qinghai and thank her for her generosity to the people she had not even seen or known. As Supreme Master Qinghai said, "May the retirement home be built quickly and strong to offer their reverend priests some little comfort in their earthly sojourn."
In world news, the European Union and OLAC of Vietnam are preparing a new partnership and cooperation agreement. This agreement will strengthen ties between the European Union and OLAC in many respects. Ministers from both the European Union and OLAC came together in Hanoi for a seminar to review and negotiate the partnership and cooperation agreement in preparation for its signing. Italian Deputy Prime Minister Massimo D'Alema, who attended the event, said, "Vietnam is an emerging power in Southeast Asia and one of our most important partners in the region. Thank you, and heaven bless European Union and OLAC for your cooperation to bring joy, prosperity, and fraternity to people." Up next, New Zealand aims to have 90% renewable energy sources. And it looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out just for a moment. Be right back. You're watching Noroeste News on Supreme Master Television.
Uncle Orange is the Pig, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. You could retain 85 to 90% of the energy from hot water that is normally wasted when it goes down the drain by installing a drain water heat recovery system. This system passes the used hot water from showers, sinks, and washing machines through a heat exchange to heat the incoming hot water to your hot tank. That is bound to reduce energy usage. Thank you for watching, and now for the weather from around the world.
Good governance news. The U.S. government helps pay heating bills this winter. The U.S. government has allocated $131 million in aid to the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program to help with the cost of home heating this winter. As the price of heating homes has increased, there is concern that those with lower or fixed incomes may have difficulty meeting the rising cost. Therefore, the federal government has provided funding so that all homes may be well heated this winter. Thank you, and God bless the U.S. government for taking good care of your citizens through this program. May heaven bless all inhabitants of our earth to have a warm and cozy home this winter season.
In green news, New Zealand takes measures to become the first carbon neutral nation. New Zealand's Ministry of Energy recently issued a 10-year ban on the construction of fossil fuel power plants. Up to the present, about 70% of New Zealand's power comes from renewable energy sources. Under the new energy plan, New Zealand will obtain 90% of its energy from renewable sources by 2025. Prime Minister Helen Clark said, "I have set out the challenge to our nation to become the first truly sustainable nation on earth to aspire to be carbon neutral." Thank you, and God bless Prime Minister Clark for your efforts to care for our precious planet. Coming up on Noteworthy News, frogs inspire the invention of a new super tape. Keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television. We'll take a moment to remember God's love. Be back soon.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In child welfare news, the Ministry of Women and Children's Affairs in Ghana has launched a helpline program to ensure the safety of children. This pilot program in Ghana was created after programs similar to this proved successful in India, Peru, and Zimbabwe. This helpline is designed to protect the rights of the child by a child-friendly reporting system and services of counseling follow-up. Deputy Minister for the Ministry of Women and Children's Affairs, Daniel Dugan, said that the goal of this new program is the positive development of the Ghanaian child. He also emphasized that child protection was of prime importance, as children are essentially the foundation of every nation. Thank you, and heaven bless you, Deputy Minister Daniel Dugan, for your commitment to protect innocent children. May God bless all the children of Ghana with secure and happy lives.
In invention news, a new super tape is inspired by the tree frog. Researchers at the Indian Institute of Technology in Kanpur, India, have created a reusable adhesive modeled after the frog's foot pads. Scientists discovered that the very small channels on the frog's foot pads make it possible for them to stick to a surface. Also, it gives the frogs the ability to safely move from spot to spot. The new tape has a design of tiny channels which contain either air or fluids under a layer of adhesive. The new glue is up to 30 times more effective than conventional tape and can be reused. Thank you, researchers, and God bless you for such a useful invention. And may heaven bless our tree frog friends with many beautiful places to explore.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Good Reason.
There was a couple married long time ago, and they're walking on the park together, and then they saw a couple sitting on the bench, young one kissing each other, and the wife said to the husband, honey, why don't you do that? So the husband said, how? I don't even know that lady.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Dear men and women friends, this morning I spoke to somebody about a lovely song because I love this song which I wrote in below. The song is, hey mama, you'd give everything to me. Hey mama, nobody understands me like you do. Hey mama, you're always there for me. Just once think of yourself and don't say some time later. Always, Mama, yes, I know. You'd give everything to me. Thank God for Supreme Master Television, Shashi.
Thank you, Sashi, for your heartline and for sharing the lyrics of this beautiful song. How fortunate we are to be loved by God through a wonderful mother like that. May your days be bright and beautiful, and the precious Mama be blessed with bountiful love of God.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much welcome your comments and positive news from your part of the world. Please kindly send them to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen.
Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Supreme Master Television is available at suprememastertv.com, anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day.
God bless you with peace and harmony. Farewell for now.